Turn to the Psalms, or turn to John, turn to the Epistles. When men fail you, or if you grow bitter or critical, if you're hurting, if you've sinned, or if God seems far away, turn to the Bible. Let the author himself explain what the Word of God is to you, and let it strengthen you and lift you up. Let him speak words of comfort and reassurance to your heart. If you need joy, or let's say you're just leaving home to travel, even if you're thinking of investments, if you read Mark 10, verses 17 to 31, and you're thinking of investments, you'll get advice and words of wisdom as to how to proceed. If you need guidelines for living, or just rules of conduct, when you need to know what God's will is for you, read Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 6, and you will know what God's will is for you. There is an answer for every single problem or every single choice you need to make in the Word of God. Where do you really live your Christianity? Have you learned to trust Him and to depend on His grace in time of need? The Word of God is there for you and for me. If we want to be practical in our walk with Christ, go to the Word of God, and it will bring you peace and joy. It is amazing grace. The sound of the Word of God is sweet to our ears and strength to us.
So that was Australia for Jesus with the Cameron family singing to you from their album Rise Again. And they were talking about God giving you your birthright. So your birthright is to become a Christian, to become a citizen of heaven. but it's in your hands to refuse it or to accept it. And as you've been thinking, and maybe you're getting a bit tired of this question, who do you say that Jesus is? Well, I'm not getting tired of asking you. And Jesus has been asking it for nearly 2,000 years of everyone that's walked this earth. Because everyone has an opportunity to receive that birthright. In the Old Testament, Esau sold his right for some food. Sometimes today, people sell their spiritual birthright for drugs, alcohol, for food as well, for fame, for fortune, for many, many things. But you can accept the hand of Jesus as he reaches it out to you. You might be hurt. You might be weary. You might be tired. You might be fed up with everything. But you see, Jesus can stick you back together again. You might feel like Humpty Dumpty, who's had a great fall. You're broken in pieces. Well, the king's men mightn't be able to put you back together, but Jesus can. It's up to you to accept your birthright. You see, in the book of Revelation, it tells us that your name can be blotted out of the book of life that's kept in heaven. So that means your name is written in there. But if you haven't accepted Christ when you die, it will then be blotted out. You see, your name is there now. But what about the end of time? You might say, oh, I'll put it off. You know, I'm going to do that at 11th hour. I'm just going to live my life. But what happens if you die at 10:30? I think you understand what I'm saying there. Because none of us know when we're going. We can't afford to wait till the 11th hour. Because if we're hit by a car that we didn't see coming, we're gone. To me, it wouldn't matter because I have accepted Christ. To my wife, Sylvia, it doesn't matter because she too has accepted Christ. So we need to do that, those that haven't. So if you give your life, you will find that he will give you life, life that you never imagined was possible before. And I'm going to tell you another story of some people who's thought so much of Jesus Christ. This is what they did. They were Moravian missionaries, and they went to the West Indies. And it was almost impossible to reach the natives because they were slaves and they were driven to their work. They remained there till darkness came. They were taken back and they just ate their meal, which wasn't very much, and they fell exhausted into their beds. And it was virtually impossible to get to them because they were really used up as slaves. But these missionaries were people of prayer. And they prayed and they asked God for an answer. And the answer came. And perhaps even for them it was challenging, maybe it wasn't. But what they did was they voluntarily became slaves so they could work beside the natives. so that they could tell them about Jesus Christ, because he is worth telling about. You see, he's really that good Samaritan that we talked about before. Sure, he died 2,000 years ago, but he was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive and on the right hand of God right now. And his promise is that good Samaritan's was, I will return again. He is coming back again to judge the nations, to judge the people. And you will be judged solely on one thing, not good works, not good deeds, but whether you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. So I'm going to leave you with that question again. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is?
For the Lord is marching on, and his army is ever strong, and his glory shall be seen upon our land. Raise the anthem, sing the victory song, praise the Lord.
Jesus is the captain of the hosts. I've made him my captain. And no foe can stand against. The foe might fight you. He might give you a hard time. But he can't stand against you, because all the time with you, Jesus Christ is standing with you, provided you have accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, your teacher. Will you let him teach you how to stand against the enemy? Will you let him come into your life to be your master? Do you want to keep your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? because it's up to you to do that. The decision solely lays with you. Christ has laid out the sacrifice on your behalf. He's given you a book that you can read about him. It's right throughout the book called the Bible. It starts at Genesis and it finishes at Revelations. Everywhere in it, Jesus is mentioned by his various names. If you don't know him and you don't understand him, start in God's instruction manual in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's where you'll read what he says. That's where you'll see what he did. That's where he laid down his life. He didn't have a home. He sacrificed that. Sacrificed the comforts of home. He walked. It's only one occasion where it's recorded he was on a donkey. He didn't have a great array of clothes, because when you walk, you don't want to carry too much, because it becomes a burden. I encourage you, if God's been speaking to you today, if this is not just words, but if you know that something different is happening, that God's touching you and pulling you, now is the time to accept him. You might like to pray with me now. You might say, Jesus Christ, I want to give you a go. I don't fully understand you, but somehow I want to follow you. I want you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Give me the life that you promise. Wash away my sins. Show me about your sacrifice. Show me what you want me to do. Be my teacher. Be my leader. Be my captain. Whatever you do, Lord, do not blot my name out of the book of life. Jesus, I acknowledge you as Lord right now. Thank you. Those that have prayed with me. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been challenged by what I've been saying and what I've been reading about laying down my own life. So I appeal to Christians now. Ask yourself the question, who do I say Jesus is? How much am I prepared to lay down in my life? Am I prepared to pay the price as some of these other people did that were related to today? Like those Salvation Army officers on the Empress of Ireland? Like the Moravian missionaries? My prayer is, Lord, teach me to serve. Teach me to lay down my life. Lord, cause me to give. Give in every way that you gave. Lord, show me exactly what you want of me. Reveal your plan for my life. Change me, Lord. I am weak now. I'm not capable of doing all you ask. But with you, I can. Take me in entirety now, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. I thank you for listening to this, for praying with me. And now I'm just going to pass over to my wife, Sylvia, who has an interesting message for you.
We've just been handed an invitation. I'd like to just draw your attention to some of the celebration highlights. You're invited to the National Renewal Celebration in the Sydney Town Hall on Monday, the 5th October 1992. It's a public holiday, folks, to the Southern Cross Crusade called National Renewal Celebration. Now, it starts at 2 p.m. If you want to be there, why don't you reserve seats which have been reserved for families and church groups? Some of these folks that are putting on the highlights are well known to us. Like, there's a challenging message by Pastor Bill Bird of Redfern Aboriginal Church. There's also another powerful music by the Mully Mully Christian Aboriginal Choir and Music, and further gospel songs by the our well-known Aboriginal singer, Robin Green of Darwin. There's also inspiring music by Warwick Marsh, who we know, and his Australian Heart Band from the Wollongong Lighthouse Centre. We also know that the Evangelical Sisters of Mary will be singing spiritual songs there, and also powerful music by John Segond. A special testimony by a Messianic Christian Jewish believer, Moshe Elijah, a Jew who has become a Christian and is a Messianic Jew, will be one of the highlights. Well, again, it's at Sydney Town Hall, opening at 1 p.m. I said 2 p.m. earlier, 1 p.m. on the 5th of October, a public holiday. If you want to know more about it, ring 698-7638. Repeat, 698-7638. And thank you once again to Paul Matthews, who's been our paneler, and to Ken, who's been sorting out his cherished records in the studio over here in the background. But special thanks to Paul for doing a terrific job for us. He's been with us most of the days that we've been on, and he's really been a great support and help. Goodbye till tomorrow. Goodbye till tomorrow, when we'll be with you at 11 o'clock with the Gospel Hour. Until then, friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his countenance to shine upon you. May the Lord give you his peace.
Amen.
Yeah. Swire FM would like to thank the following sponsors: Rodin Schwartz, the suppliers of quality FM transmitter and test equipment. Located at 63 Parramatta Road, Silverwater, telephone on 748 0155. Casablanca Video Productions, for your first or next wedding, party or anything on video, phone Robert on 047 3525 73 or 018 46 1015. The Roads and Traffic Authority of New South Wales are the suppliers of the new aerodynamic premium plates. These are available at motor registries in Blacktown, Mount Druitt, St Mary's and Penrith. Swire FM needs sponsors. If your business would like to help a worthy cause and save on publicity generating costs, then become a sponsor. Contact the Swire FM studio during the test on 832 1522. Hearts Hire for two-way radio and mobile telephone hire. Call on 419 4333. The Old Auto Rubber Company is located at Unit 4, Number 4, Appin Place, Dunheved. For rubber parts and replacement panels for old cars, telephone on 623 5333. If you're thinking of becoming a broadcaster, a volunteer, or just lending support from home by listening, then become a subscriber to the Swire FM official newsletter, Off Air. For application form, contact the studio on 832 1522 or check out the reverse of our official program guide available at your local BP service station. Buspack Advertising handle advertising on buses and trams all over Australia. They can be contacted on 916 6300. Swire FM would like to thank BP Australia and the 30 BP retailers in the local area for their support by providing an outlet for the distribution of the official Swire FM program guide. Outdoor Network Australia handle any outdoor advertising nationally, including those on billboards, stadium and airports. Contact them on 358 4599. Busways. Call Busways on 625 8900 for timetable information on buses in the Mount Druitt, Blacktown and Riverston regions.
Off the Record with Brian Wise, and on this week's edition of the program, a very special interview feature: John Cleary, the New Orleans piano player, well, should I say English-born New Orleans piano player, talking about his background and about the music and playing some selections for us. When he was recently in Melbourne town, John Cleary stepped into the Platinum Studios here in Melbourne and recorded a session for us, and I'm very pleased to be able to present that to you on this week's edition of Off the Record. John Cleary, born in Liverpool and raised there, moved to America when he was 17 years old and made his way down to New Orleans. He moved back to England for a brief time before returning to New Orleans, where he's established his own musical career over the last 12 years. And you can get his solo album, Alligator Lips and Dirty Rice, locally available through Larrikin Records. So without further ado, let's hear John Cleary talking about his background, and during this interview feature we'll also hear him playing a selection of great music from the Crescent City.
The music I grew up on as a kid, as a little kid, was the music my dad played around the house. And in his youth he'd been in skiffle bands in the 50s, and the skiffle bands in England were bands that emulated the sound of some of the primarily Lead Belly and some of the musicians, black musicians from America. And the people that popularized that style in England were Lonnie Donegan, who was very popular, Chris Barber. And Chris Barber had been, along with Alex Welsh and Ken Collier, the front of the British traditional jazz movement. But Chris Barber was kind of hip, and he realized there was other stuff going on too, and whereas a lot of the other people were kind of very purist, a lot of the fans were very purist, he actually would have a rhythm and blues spot on his shows he'd be doing in London. This is back in the 50s. he would play rhythm and blues music. Lonnie Donegan, who played banjo in the Chris Barber Band, would play guitar. And he'd have upright bass or T-chest bass was what most of the skiffle bands played. Most of the skiffle musicians couldn't afford expensive instruments. And the appeal of the skiffle band, a bit like early punk bands, anyone could get up and do it. You didn't have to be a virtuoso musician. And they would play three chord tunes that had some spirit to them. And this had a very, very wide appeal. This was pre-Beatles and pre-Stones. All the Stones and the Beatles, all those people that grew up on listening to skiffle bands. They would have a T-chess bass, as many guitars as they could get, and they'd all be furiously strumming away in D, screaming out, you know, Rock Island Line and Dig in My Potatoes, Bring a Little Water, Sylvie, Good Night, Irene, all of these tunes. So that's the music that my dad taught me to play, first off. Well, that's the music that he would play, and everyone would sing at family parties at Christmas time. My grandmother was a singer. My granddad was a singer and tap dancer. Their era was sort of the Fats Waller era. So she had a wealth of knowledge of all those old tunes. My granddad on the other side played all kinds of different instruments, banjo and piano, and had lived in the States. In Canada as a Mountie.
Used to Paul at motor registries in Blacktown, Mount Druitt, St Mary's and Penrith. Swire FM needs sponsors. If your business would like to help a worthy cause and save on publicity generating costs, then become a sponsor. Contact the Swire FM studio during the test on 832 1522. Hearts higher for two-way radio and mobile telephone hire. Call on 419 4333. The Old Auto Rubber Company is located at Unit 4, Number 4, Appin Place, Dunheved. For rubber parts and replacement panels for old cars, telephone on 623 5333. If you're thinking of becoming a broadcaster, a volunteer, or just lending support from home by listening, then become a subscriber to the Swire FM official newsletter Off Air. For application form, contact the studio on 832 1522 or check out the reverse of our official program guide available at your local BP service station. Buspack Advertising handle advertising on buses and trams all over Australia. They can be contacted on 916 6300. Swire FM would like to thank BP Australia and the 30 BP retailers in the local area for their support by providing an outlet for the distribution of the official Swire FM program guide. Outdoor Network Australia handle any outdoor advertising nationally, including those on billboards, stadium and airports. Contact them on 358 4599. Busways. Call Busways on 625 8900 for timetable information on buses in the Mount Druitt, Blacktown and Riverston regions.
Shout and deliver. Yes, you're on SWR 100.3 and it's 10 past 8. We have a couple of gentlemen here at the moment. I think they should go on air. They should all say hello. Get a mic. Oh, we'll just turn that down, despite the fact that it's a good song.
Look, they're all running. They're all running away.
So, come on, guys.
Turn the microphone up. At least then I can talk. What's the time? It's 10 past 8. Paul's doing his 70s bit again. Music that time forgot. Was it Paul Matthews?
It's just music that time forgot.
Those things you don't hear on commercial radio.
Yeah,
is that
that's
correct?
Right, yeah.
Who are these gentlemen?
The radio dog is barking again.
We've just had four people wander into the studio who are going to become volunteers of this organisation. Anybody else out there that is interested in becoming a volunteer can actually come down. Give us a call first of all, though, to ensure that there is somebody here to talk to you. The number is 832-1522. If you'd like to become a volunteer of SWR FM, perhaps you'd like to become a broadcaster or any of those things, give us a call and let us know. Come on down. These guys are actually going to say hello, aren't they, Paul?
Yeah.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you?
There you go. So we actually do have people in the studio. We're not lying to you at all.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Okay, well, with that, I'll announce my show. It's Paul here. And this is the music that time forgot.
Not just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know it is but just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo. And everywhere I go, people know the part it's playing. Pay for every dance, selling each romance. Ooh, what they say. Without me, 'cause Bozzy bop, titty bop. Yeah.
your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. But thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Now a bit of Taxi Mary.
something better out there. Love and compassion. That day is coming. All else are cast.